Lotte Lehmann represents for the awake student and the enlightened young professional who, and both of those people looking for the discs or some tracing of hearing her sing, either in major operatic repertoire or especially in all of the Lieder discs that we have of hers, find themselves rather incurably devoted to her because it is such a profound truth in her singing. It's such a profound, I keep hearing the word simplicity in my mind, but I mean in the sense that it's just being right. You know, this sort of like Mother Earth and Mother Expression. There's no huge school of thought going on here. You know, it's the way the song was written and a massive experience. Of course, at that time, records were only made by singers after they had an enormous experience with their repertoire. And so, you know, they're really electronic oral snapshots of a very, very great artist. So I never met Lotte Lehmann. My teacher, who was a nun, Sister Marietta Coyle, when I studied with her in Spokane, Washington, she had spent some time in Southern California and had been at the Music Academy of the West. And I went to the Music Academy of the West for the first time in 1978. And in fact, when we were deciding when, I was very young, deciding when to go down there, there were conversations that my teacher and I had while Madame Lehmann was still alive. And then, of course, she passed on, and the Music Academy was in the hands of Marcel Sanger. Nevertheless, I went down there and I studied and I learned a great deal, and I was very, very, very proud, still am very proud, to have, at the very tender age, not knowing anything about vocal prizes or anything else, received the Lotte Lehmann Medallion for Lieder singing for that summer, the first summer I was down there at the age of 23 or something like that. My teacher was very devoted to her in almost a worshipful way, no pun intended to being her being a nun. Very often we would talk when I was first, you know, I was very new to this repertoire. I'm learning Schubert songs for the first time and Schumann songs for the first time. And also this remarkable woman, my teacher, Sister Marietta Coyle, had already studied with Charles Panserat as well in France. So I'm learning Fauré songs for the first time. And of course she's saying, yeah, well, you know, Madame Lehmann would say this and Mr. Panserat would say this. And of course she had all the wonderful old scratchy LPs, and you know, I'd take them home and have a listen and copy them off on cassette and learn my things from it. And you know, it just seemed a very natural process to try and fit your feet into these enormous, profound footsteps. And I think that's a very valuable process. What I truly treasure about Lotte Lehmann singing is exactly this immediate connection between word as a metaphor of thought and emotion as a vehicle of the music. And I just am always terribly captivated. And I'm now, as I become older, I'm also very intrigued with the song she chose to sing over and over again. And I, of course, collect records now and have a huge collection. One of my prize discs, and rare as hen's teeth, is not just the LP from her Farewell in a Town Hall, but the original was issued with an accompanying splash-over 10-inch disc because they couldn't get all the encores and all the moanings and applause of the bewildered audience, having been announced that she was now going to retire, because she felt she could no longer maintain the standard with which she had sung all of her career. And you listen to this recording, and you think, my God, if we had that today, we'd fall on ourselves and walk on knees and across hot coals just to hear someone sing that well. I think that whatever latitudes that we've become terribly anal retentive about in the modern generation, I think we would do well to understand why, just the big why, of her decision-making in interpreting songs. And then perhaps we would get over our own rather self-indulgent parameters that we think we've become so much more enlightened and strict with. My first inclination for any young singer would just simply, without music, blindfold them and just say, you know, crawl inside this woman's throat and feel this as a singer. Just listen to this sung tone. Listen to the vowels, every vowel that is sung being part of the every other vowel that will be sung. And going from that side, of course, then you come obviously to this deepest understanding and this complete communication of what that piece of music is about. So I guess I would like to have best of both worlds. Without question, her understanding, whether that wonderful recording of Walküre with Bruno Walter, or in fact Bruno Walter and hers recitals that we can even listen to, this total inhabiting of the world of thought that the poem has become a metaphor of. This is what intrigues me. I wonder what sometimes today whether we're not more preoccupied with information than with knowledge. And a poem is a metaphor of a kind of knowledge to me. And a song is in and of itself a symbol or an encasing of that moment of enlightenment, that a moment of knowledge. And that's what somebody like Lotte Lehmann, it's just this total immersion, this total believability, regardless of the decisions of how she may have done that at the time or whether it belonged to her time or how people did it. I'm sure she was startling it sometimes. But never, ever is there a sacrifice or a necessity to sacrifice that beautiful, grounded, human song and singing, the Gesangkultur. This is what I adore.